Records, and they said, yes, you have paid off your mortgage. Wonderful, I like that letter. The response to a transgression is usually negative. So how one deals with this response is crucial. One way of responding is to ruminate over the hurt and then to begin to nurture a grudge, which is very costly on you personally. Another response will be to exact revenge, but that's equally potentially costly, because with revenge, there is no end. Because once you take revenge, then the initial actor will want to take revenge on that act. And there is no end to revenge. Is there a more adaptive response? I want to focus on forgiveness. Does it really matter? I've already told you that a transgression can lead to fear and withdrawal, to anger and retaliation, revenge. These are unpleasant states that exact a physiological toll when you do not forgive. If you ruminate or nurse a grudge, you will have a more negative experience. You will show things like higher heart rate, greater galvanic skin response. You will experience increased systolic and diastolic blood pressure and mean arterial pressure, which is a reflection of arterial stiffness. If you do that over time, if it's chronic, the anger and hostility that characterize ongoing vengeful thoughts can be linked to very serious health consequences. No surprise, given what I've just said about blood pressure, that you're more likely to experience heart disease, that's the number one killer in the United States, and death. Unforgiveness or lack of forgiveness is nothing short of life-threatening. So if you want to live a long and fulfilling life, I would encourage you to find forgiveness as a way of life.
somebody. And this man was a man of ordinary means, apparently. And so a person of ordinary means isn't going to be able to really reward people for doing what he's asking them to do. This is his life. Did you have the picture? So then Jesus is coming along and he sees this man who's paralyzed. And what's Jesus' response? Your sins are forgiven. That was his response. that we're going to glorify God by spreading the gospel through doing three things: our preaching, our teaching, and living our daily lives. I got to tell you, 2 years ago, when I accepted the call here, I was on the website, church website, and I saw this church's mission statement. And I said, this is just an awesome mission statement. I just love it. And that's what this is about. It's about living our daily lives. Because listen to me, you and I, we live in a world of hurt people. We live in a world of people who don't think that they are able to be forgiven, who deny that God would even want anything to do with them. This past week, in this beautiful community called Lake Forest, we believe we suffered our third suicide. You see, it's easy to look at people on the outside and think everything's great, but inside they're hurting. It's easy to look at people on the outside and say, well, they've got everything together. What could I ever do? How could the gospel of Jesus ever be a blessing to them? Listen to me. People are people, and all people need the love of God through His Son. Amen? When I was a kid growing up in Africa, I pulled up this, I'm going to watch this little video, here we go. When I was a kid growing up in a village in Africa, we used to get around the campfire with other missionary kids. One of my favorite memories is sitting around the campfire singing, "They will know we are Christians by our love." And I look across that campfire and I see the faces of people I knew. And as I looked into their eyes, I believed the words of what they were seeing. And I was joyful, and I was at peace, because I was in a community that was safe. And I was in a community where I could trust. Brothers and sisters in Christ, that is our community through the forgiveness that is offered to us from the Father through the Son. I want us to watch the second video.
This is the face that introduced hell to a place many called heaven on earth. Charles Carl Roberts, a troubled soul, storms into a one-room Amish schoolhouse and commits an unspeakable evil.
What do you know about what exactly happened in that schoolhouse that day?
Well, I just know that my son went in there to take the lives of children. It's not something a mother can comprehend.
Terry, Charles Roberts' mother, has stage 4 inflammatory breast cancer. Her doctor optimistically gives her a few more months.
He said probably about 8 months. So that would be this July, you know? And right now it's April.
But before she leaves this earth, Terry has a story she wants to tell about what happened in that schoolhouse and the dark days that followed.
Well, she says to me many times, I'll tell this story till the day I die, so.
It starts here, in the most unlikely of places. Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, Amish country. Life here is simple, with no modern conveniences or technology. Out of respect, we are keeping our cameras at a distance. Despite their lifestyle differences, Terry, her husband Chuck, and 4 boys lived in harmony with the Amish. They were more than neighbors. They were friends.
Every time you see a buggy driving down the street, the kids are all waving to you and just love the friendliness and the way they want to connect.
Chuck, a retired police officer, would often drive his Amish neighbors around town. And their oldest son, Charlie, was the milkman.
Charlie was a wonderful son. Charlie was married and they had 3 children, wonderful wife, beautiful kids that he loved dearly.
But no one, not even his mother, knew Charlie was tortured by a terrible grudge with God over the death of his first daughter, Elise.
She was just born too early. There wasn't enough there with her lungs to keep her going, so she lived for 20 minutes.
Terry believes her son wanted revenge, and in his twisted mind, he believed the best way to get back at God was to harm innocent children.
I saw my son on the day that we buried this beautiful little girl. He carried that small casket And he looked like a ghost that day, you know, so I knew that it bothered him deeply, and yet I didn't realize that he carried that with him through his life after that.
That simmering rage was about to explode. Police say the 32-year-old father stockpiled a frightening arsenal of weapons. A 9mm semi-automatic pistol, 2 shotguns, a stun gun, 2 knives, 2 cans of gunpowder, and 600 rounds of ammunition. He then began to plot his deadly rampage at the little schoolhouse in the cornfield where he often parked his milk truck. Terry says her son got up particularly early on this October morning so he could take his own children to the bus stop.
Charlie walked the children to the school bus, and he called them back off to give them a hug.
So he knew most likely what he had intended to do that day.
Absolutely, he knew, yes.
Then he went home and wrote 4 suicide notes.
What did they say?
Charlie had written notes to his children, 1 to each of the children, telling them how awesome they were and what a good example they could be to one another.
The one to his wife, Marie, read more like a manifesto than a suicide note.
And then 1 to Marie, telling her how wonderful she was. But there was something so dark inside of him that he could not, and he was angry with God because of the death of their first child.
And then at 10:45 on that terrible morning, just after the children's snack, Charlie Roberts stormed into the schoolhouse. Police say he excuses the 14 young boys in the classroom, methodically boards up the windows, barricades the doors, and then binds the 10 girls' legs together with wire. At 10:58, while police are trying to talk him out, Charlie orders the girls to line up, face the chalkboard, then unleashes his horror and shoots them 1 by 1. As cops break down the door, Charlie turns the gun on himself.
I can't describe this scene, other than it was horrific. The thing that I can't get out of my mind, one thing, is this cute sign they had made that said, "Visitors bring joy to our school." And the man and I kept looking at that, thinking, this visitor didn't bring joy to the school.
Across town, Terry is at work when she gets an ominous call from her husband.
"I need you to come to Charlie's house right away." They were the only words he said, but it sounded very grave, like I had never heard my husband with his voice that way before.
So you pull into your son's driveway, what happens next?
Both the state trooper and my husband are standing right in front of me. And I looked at the trooper and I said, "Is my son alive?" "No, ma'am." And I looked at my husband, and with these dark, sunken eyes, he looked at me and said, "It was Charlie. He killed those girls." "No, no. No, this cannot be."
5 little girls between the ages of 6 to 13, gone. 5 others gravely injured.
So hard to imagine when he loved his own children so much and the love of a father, and to know that he was going to be taking the lives away from other dads. The joys that they would have with their daughters.
The terrible tragedy attracted media from around the world, putting this once peaceful little place under a microscope and casting a dark shadow of shame over the Roberts.
Did you brace yourself for a lot of anger?
I expected that we would get a lot of negativity coming toward our family.
I just kept thinking, I'll never see Terry's smile again. I will never see that same smile again. That lights up a room, that inspires all of us who know her and love her.
Terry and Chuck hang sheets over their windows, trying to hide from the world. But the next morning, an Amish angel, dressed in black, named Henry, came knocking.
Henry just kept saying, "Roberts, we love you. We don't hold anything against you. We want you in our community. And we forgive your son." And it was just so amazing.
And Henry wasn't alone.
It was unbelievable to think that their hearts and their minds were in that place
The Amish buried their five little girls in simple graves. The police shut down streets and issued a no-fly zone over the cemetery to give the families privacy.
We just were almost in tears, to be truthful. And there's an old hymn that people in the church sing. It's called, "We're Standing on Holy Ground." And that day, even though it was a cemetery, it felt to us like holy ground.
Pastor Dwight LeVever says the Roberts had a hard time finding an undertaker to bury Charlie. And on the day they were finally able to lay their son to rest, the media swarmed. But from across the cornfields came a human shield of kindness.
As we arrived that day at the burial site, the Amish came out around the sheds, and about 30 to 40 Amish came and surrounded us like a crescent prayer covering, kind of protecting us from the big media cameras out on the street.
And to protect you.
To protect us. And the first two parents that came up and greeted us at that funeral were the parents that lost not just one daughter, but two daughters at the hand of our son.
10 days after Charlie gunned down those little girls, the Amish woke in the middle of the night and bulldozed their little school, paving the way for a new beginning. It is the story of passion and forgiveness the Amish asked Terry to write.
Why do you think that is?
They knew that this part of the story is one that would touch people's lives.
The book is appropriately titled Forgiven. It chronicles the community's unwavering love and a mother's struggle to forgive her own son.
I thought, gee, am I forgiving Charlie? Wow. I'm so angry with him for what he has done. Do I forgive him? And then I had to question in my mind, wow, if I didn't forgive him, I would have the same hole in my heart that my son had that caused him to do something horrendous. So yes, I've forgiven my son.
This October will mark the 10-year anniversary of what the Amish simply call the happening. Terry knows she may lose her battle with cancer soon, but she hopes her story of forgiveness will live on.
But what is something that maybe if they're watching, they could take away from you and take away from this?
Forgiveness is incredibly difficult, and yet it is so freeing because it can help us to move forward. And that's what I would encourage anyone with, no matter what your darkest day is.
Thank you. So I want to close with this question. I believe.